This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Residents in the U.S. state of Louisiana are still battered from Hurricane Laura and continue to hunker down ahead of Hurricane Delta as it barrels toward the state. The storm, packing winds of up to 115 miles per hour, ranked as a Category 3 hurricane. Forecasters expect it to strengthen before making landfall sometime late Friday between the cities of Lake Charles and Lafayette. The storm could drive a 4 to 11 foot storm surge up Vermilion Bay on the coast, according to the National Hurricane Center. It could also unleash tornadoes as it moves over land and drop up to 10 inches of rain. 13 men in the U.S. state of Michigan have been arrested in connection with a plot to kidnap the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and other top state officials. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has details.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer calls those arrested
sick and depraved men.
U.S. Attorney Matthew Schneider says the men are violent extremists and view Whitmer as having uncontrolled power and restricting activity because of the coronavirus.
All of us in Michigan can disagree about politics, but those disagreements should never, ever amount to violence.
Whitmer says she understands the frustration during the pandemic.
You don't have to agree with me, but I do ask one thing. Never forget that we are all in this together. Let's show a little kindness and a lot more empathy.
Authorities say some of the men in Michigan said they belonged to or were associated with Wolverine Watchmen, which the government describes as a militia group. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Trump administration has blacklisted virtually all of Iran's financial sector, dealing another blow to an economy that's already reeling under U.S. sanctions. The move will deepen tensions with European nations over Iran. Thursday's move hits 18 Iranian banks that had thus far escaped the bulk of reimposed U.S. sanctions.